In the police state that is expanding with the American death culture, one does not even have to be home to receive a warrantless search by authorities. A little-known police tactic is the increasing use of sneak-and-peek warrants that allow police to covertly enter private homes, perform searches, seize property, and then leave quietly without notifying the homeowner. Sneak-and-peek warrants, an extension of no-knock raids, are obtained by having a judge authorize the police to secretly break into private property without first announcing themselves or presenting the subject of the search with a signed warrant. The search is usually conducted when the suspect is not at home and, in many cases, accomplished surreptitiously, even to disguising the break-in to look like a burglary. The entire premise of sneak and peek encourages government agents to adopt the tactics of criminals in order to gain access to property. Breaking and entering, sneaking around, stealing, and risking a surprise confrontation with an unsuspecting civilian, concluded analysts at the Police State USA website. One tactic offered to protect families from both would-be robbers and no-knock police would be to simply build a 3-foot waiting area extension to the front door so that whoever might break down the first door, alerting the residents, would only face a second one. One shocking way to give overzealous police second thoughts about no-knock raids and the sanctity of a person's home was illustrated in early 2014 when a Texas grand jury declined to impose a capital murder indictment against a man for killing a sheriff's deputy who entered his home in a no-knock raid searching for some pot plants. This decision was tantamount to jury nullification, when a jury decides on the justness of a law as well as the letter of the law, and reflected the public attitude in Texas that a man's home is his castle and should remain inviolate, except in the most extreme cases. 20-year-old Godrich McGee, who shot and killed Burleson County Sergeant Adam Souders during a late 2013 raid, said when officers broke into his rural home, he thought he was being robbed and acted to protect his pregnant girlfriend and children. McGee was charged with possession of marijuana after deputies recovered a handful of plants and seedlings. Once again, there has been little attention to the increasing no-knock warrants that have grown in tandem with the militarization of our police forces, wrote constitutional law scholar Jonathan Turley. The result is not just a chilling effect for citizens, but increasing mistaken shootings. In this case, an officer is dead, and the prosecutors want to send away a father for life for a raid to secure a few marijuana plants.